All right, the future of minor league baseball might look a little different in 2021. A lot of restructuring is happening now in time for the 2021 season. But the good news is it looks like all three of our minor league baseball teams in Indiana, the Indianapolis Indians, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and the South Bend Cubs, will still be playing minor league baseball in 2021. Joining us now on the phone is the president of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, Mike Nutter. Mike, first off, congratulations that you guys officially got word yesterday on Wednesday that the Tin Caps have been invited to continue playing baseball next year.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. You know, in 2020, we'll take the good news when we can get it, because that hasn't always been the case. But you are exactly right. The three teams that you named for the affiliated minor league baseball teams in the state of Indiana, ourselves, the South Bend Cubs, and the Indianapolis Indians, were all invited. The Indianapolis Indians were invited back at the AAA level, as they have been for their history. And for Fort Wayne and South Bend, we were invited back at the high A level. We've played every year in Fort Wayne, has been at the low A level. And so it's a nice opportunity to get moved up a level, and it just means to us, we think, a little bit better baseball, a little more experienced player. But the reality of it is so much is done with entertainment and promotions and that kind of thing that maybe not all the fans would notice, but it's certainly great to be invited.
Right, and again, for the fans that don't know how minor league baseball works, you have different levels. So you got major league baseball, the step below that is triple A, then you got double A, and then single A is split, high end and low end. And like you mentioned, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and South Bend Cubs were at the low A level. Now you guys, it looks like, will be in the high A level. And like you mentioned, Mike, that means for the fans, better entertainment, a little better talent when it comes to baseball at Parkview Field.
I agree totally. And the other thing that's changed a little bit through this major restructuring of the minors is that the short season ball, you did a great job of the major leagues down to high A and low A, and then there's always been short season baseball played all around the country, up in the state of New York and the surrounding area, the Northwest, down in the Appalachian League. That designation is gone, and so there is not going to be short season ball played like that around the country as we've known it. And so, you know what, the level of ball, even to make it to a low A team that we don't think we're going to be anymore, you know, it's going to be better, and it's going to be great baseball. And at the same time, Rob, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, we're happy and we're celebrating that we took the first step in this process. Now we're waiting to see what the deal looks like to make sure we can sign on and whatever negotiations need to happen from there. But there's 11 or 12 communities around this great country that have had full season Major League Baseball for years, and they were not invited back. And the Trenton Thunder out of Trenton, New Jersey, and the Kane County Cougars, my first employer out of the Chicago suburbs, initially are not invited in. And your heart breaks for the workers, the community, the people that have grown up going to games and field trips and things like that. And so there's still a lot of work to be done, but you are exactly right that the three teams in the Hoosier State have passed the first few bars or hurdles, and we're on the right track.
So what is the next step for you guys? Is it more than likely you guys, because you have been affiliated, you've been an affiliate of the San Diego Padres for quite some time now, does it look like that is the next step, that you guys will still be with the San Diego Padres, the South Bend Cubs will still be with the Chicago Cubs, and the Indianapolis Indians will be the AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Absolutely. So when we were invited back, those three teams, we were all invited back by our specific affiliate, the three that you named, as well as the league level designation. And so that is the next step. The interesting thing on this, and people know me, I just like to describe stuff. I'm not a negative or a downer person at all. The interesting thing is the invitations came out, you know, yesterday as we're recording this, but we haven't seen a copy of the contract or what we're being asked to sign. And so not exactly the way it normally goes in business, but again, we're being positive today and focusing on, hey, the three teams in the great state of Indiana have been offered opportunities to come back. Now we just need to figure out what do the specifics of that look like, and then go from there.
Again, we're talking with Mike Nutter, the president of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and talking about the future of minor league baseball in 2021. And going back to the start of this interview, Mike, you mentioned you'll take the good news in 2020 when you can. Obviously, 2020 has been such a struggle for a whole bunch, well, really all minor league baseball, because minor league baseball did not happen this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. So looking forward to 2021, what are you guys expecting when it comes to planning for, like you mentioned, the entertainment value for the fans? How excited are you guys looking forward to having baseball once again next year?
We are excited. We're hopeful, and I'm using a word that we didn't use a lot last year. We're also optimistic. In the same breath, as we record this, you know, in mid-December, you know, we think, you know, we've got some rough months ahead. Is it 30, 60, 90 days? You know, the stuff that we're hearing from departments of health and the CDC and other people. But we hope and feel like as this vaccine gets mass distributed, that minor league baseball is going to be back in these ballparks. It's too early to know. Is it going to start here, or, you know, is it going to start in April? You know what, Rob? I wouldn't be surprised if we started in May, where every other year we've started in April, just to let the big leagues get going, let this some of this stuff happen. As we sit here now, we don't have a schedule yet, and that's okay, because if we did, we wouldn't know how many tickets we would be able to sell and capacities and things like that. A lot of the folks listening to us now are probably also fans of minor league hockey and minor league basketball and some of the stuff that's starting to hopefully kick off now, and a lot of those teams have either opted in or out. Or up here in Fort Wayne, our Comets have joined the Toledo Walleye team that said, hey, we're not sure yet. We need a little more time to figure out what's going to happen. And so, yes, there are still a lot of uncertainties and questions. But at the same time, we really do feel optimistic that we're going to be able to, put some people back in these award-winning ballparks in Fort Wayne, but the other two as well that do an amazing job in South Bend and Indy. So we're optimistic. We just need to kick a few more details off of how many games are we playing. You know, is it going to be abbreviated a bit this year? We don't know that, but I think it could be. You know, I think that's reasonable to say, but instead of dwelling on, wow, a total hypothetical number, wow, are we only going to play 100 games instead of 140? Well, you know what? It's 100 more than in 2020. So yeah. Let's try and get going and get back in the mix.
Yeah. Mike Nutter, president of Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Again, I think a lot of the fans have that optimism that you guys have right now, just looking and hoping that whatever we can get, we'll take in 2021, whether it's, you know, just a few games or a few months of baseball. But like you mentioned, I think optimistic is the right word to use. Is there anything else you would like to add, Mike?
No, we just appreciate everybody that stuck with us. You know, I know all to speak on behalf of my buddies at the other two teams and all three of the teams in Indiana. You know, people have supported us even though we didn't have games. And so in Fort Wayne, it was meal kits. In South Bend, it was come out to their, you know, tiki bar out in left field. Indy's done a lot of great things as well. It's been tough on us. You know, 85% of our revenues come during those 5 to 6 months that didn't happen in 2020. And so people are sitting around now listening to us thinking, wow, I'm glad they're going to be back, but I wonder, is there anything I can do? Again, I would just tell them to go to the websites at either any of the three teams. They could still get a Christmas gift, a holiday gift, a gift certificate, something in the team store. That little things like that really do help us now. We don't say it with any arrogance, but we're a for-profit business where before, hey, the Christmas sales are great if we could get them. Now they're a little more than great. They're somewhat crucial. And so anybody out there looking for some last-minute stuff, if you're down in the southern part of the state, hit up the Indianapolis Indians, hit up the South Bend Cubs or the Tin Caps, and we'd love to earn your business.
Mike Nutter, president of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, glad to hear about the good news and looking forward to what happens in 2021.
Thanks so much.